Hi folks, so I have been doing a what you might call a little bit of an experiment over the last, I'd say, a few weeks. I have specifically friended or followed some people on the X app with that Elon Musk now owns, used to be Twitter. Now, there are a lot of people on Twitter or on X, but not as many people on other platforms. The other platforms might be like everybody knows Facebook, which was a Mark Zuckerberg type thing, but how that originated, it's very questionable. Did he create it? Well, historically speaking, the documents say yes, he created it, but other people are starting to come out once in a while with dripped information saying no, he didn't create it. He was actually potentially gifted some software from a government, non-government or government agency, and then going forward from there. And this is not a rags to riches thing either. Then you have the Snapchat, then you have Instagram, then you have the other one that we all used to know called MySpace, which died out. It's barely alive anymore. So we have a lot of these things going on now. There's other ones that are kind of like chat between different people, but there are also groups within that chat. It's kind of like imagining, if you might remember Yahoo Chat. Back in the day, that was the first big one. Lots of people met other people on there. I was even one of the victims of that particular world. And I do mean victim. I met one or two people on there, and in the long run, oh, it was pure love, la da da. And next thing you know, catastrophe and reality hits. So, but the thing is, this Yahoo chat wasn't just one-to-one, it was also groups where you could go into what they call a room. The room is just basically everybody meets on the same chat page, and you watch the scroll of the text going by of all types of people talking. Sometimes they talk to each other, sometimes they just say stuff in the room. And the text styles and everything really went someplace. So that was a developed kind of an initial what the world was introduced to for a type of a place where you could go to meet other people. Then all of a sudden from there you could chat privately. So, what would happen from here? Well, from all of these organizations that developed, what has come about is what we saw in the beginning of these things was the freedom to say what you want when you want, really without any repercussion. And unfortunately, it became very quickly a place where individuals who had very nefarious ideals came to. And there was no age restriction on this at all. Kids could get on there with almost no problem. Parents would didn't really know enough about it, and they just knew that their kids who are having fun, they're like, okay, I'll let my kid on there because they're safe in their room, and I can keep an eye on things. But that didn't happen. So what happens is all of these different groups and platforms start to grow, along with the dangers. And it has evolved over time into something of a billion-dollar industry. Very, very powerful. The AOL chat rooms, some of those even developed, but the problem was is that the programming behind them for some of these companies did not evolve fast enough. They really needed powerful programmers, and they didn't always have them. Or the style that the like MySpace used was, I want this particular style this way, and we'll just leave it there because people like it. but people actually got bored with the same old options. There was no growth. And next thing you know, what comes along? WhatsApp, Telegram, WeChat, Viber. Then there's other ones in other countries. WeChat, I think, is the one that's in, I think it's called WeChat, that's in China, which, to fast forward through all of this developed programming and having it metamorphosize into what it is today, took a lot of programming and a lot of speed without understanding. And now we're at this point where the non-understanding, innocent, if you will, public is really getting into this. And this is the new form of communication in some households, families' households. They text where their family members are, kids or teenagers or whatever, and say, hey, come home at this time. And the teenagers and the young adults are also interconnected internationally, because the evolution of the translation is also a big part of this as well. It's really evolved. But the bad guys have been hyper aware of this and very focused, because they're finding that there's a lot of money to be made by the ignorance of people who are just accepting this newer form of communication and how interesting it is, without gatekeeping themselves and understanding the exposure that they are giving the bad guys, who are eating it up and using it aggressively for their nefarious purposes. So what's happening now in between 2020 and then during the pandemic of 21 to 23, we are seeing an explosion where people are at home texting each other even more so and exposing themselves even more to nefarious individuals. Now, when I'm saying nefarious, I'm not limiting it to just bad guys behind their keyboards. I'm talking about organizations that are highly complex and capable, that are taking advantage of maybe not trying to trap the younger generation and the ignorance and the innocence into something of a physical nature. I'm talking about your information in general became unsafe because people were willing to give it out. So now what are we looking at? Well, this is where I come back to the experiment that I just did on X. I tried to do it on Facebook, but I got blocked because I was using a VPN. And then one day they just said, no, we don't want you using a VPN. We don't like it, because I would jump on, jump off, jump on, jump off, just to see what would happen. And sure enough, blocked. They didn't give me a reason either. And I suspect that is the reason, and there's nothing I can do about it. Now I've been on X, and X doesn't care about that. But I have witnessed something on X, which Elon Musk has said, we need freedom of speech. And I said, okay, let's observe how much freedom of speech goes. Because if you look at the other platforms, they have stricter policies. In fact, if you were to talk about any potential truths with certain pharmaceutical issues, political issues, or making comments of a nefarious nature to the general public, you could potentially get yourself in trouble with the police, or even worse, you could be just arrested and thrown in jail. In some countries, that's the way it is now. And it's the policing of these things has gone into overdrive. But the funny part about it is nobody was prepared for this, because they just thought freedom of speech was a legitimate expression that they could use in texting to the world. But now all of a sudden, the governments are saying, well, if the tech industry is not willing to create the safety rules and observe the people who are posting to their software or to their, you know, chat groups, then the government needs to step in. But the organization behind that to allow it to happen wasn't really enforced until just recently. Now it's going into overdrive. And I mean fast, where people are now being yanked out of their homes for sending a text to the entire world, not privately from one to one, but just to the whole world. And they're getting yanked out of their homes and arrested. So it's a real wake-up call. But here's the catch. Elon Musk has done something different, where the governments are a little bit frustrated because he's not willing to share anything. In return, what's happened? I'm noticing that the videos content and the stories on the on the section that says for you, which is just anything and everything, there's no limits. The amount of violence on there is equal to that of real life. Pick any actor you want in the movies that had gun and would kill people. In the movies, you know that they're not really dead. You know that they're acting, but it's pretty violent. But it's, you know, it's like, wow, he's really getting revenge on the bad guys. Well, now we're seeing this, but in real life on TV. I mean, on the videos on X. We're now being exposed to people editing videos and allowing their content to then go on the internet and make it look like something that it isn't. Really, the best way to put it is video content that has no context. It makes it look like it's one thing when it's another. And even in some videos I've seen where a person in South America maybe, or maybe it was in Central America, where a man or a woman pulls out a gun, shoots another person who's trying to run away, and they fall flat on the face on the ground and they're dead. And that's on this channel. That's on this this X program. You know, and it's like, okay, we're going from just the invention of chatting with people to now something that is so X, if you'll forgive me for saying this, should be rated X, not for children at all. The for you section, the part where you click to follow people, maybe that one was, you can choose who you want to follow and that's safe and maybe that doesn't require it, but the for you page, from my experiment and what I've been looking at, it can show the best, for sure. It can show wonderful things like cute little, you know, things about pets and loved ones. It can then get to the middle showing about breakups and teenagers going through emotional times to mistakes where people get involved and oops, I shouldn't have sent that, and the police get involved, to murder, where people get shot in front of the camera and they post it on X. So I'm going to suggest to people that if you're willing to go onto a platform where you are being exposed to the world and the platform doesn't have a filtered system that can identify unsafe content to some level, and instead it's wide open, I would suggest that absolutely do not let anybody under the age of 18 or at least 16 to be able to witness these things, because there is no filter. And when you get off of these web pages and you shut your computer down or you get away from this channel and they look outside the real world, it's probably not quite as fast of a feed of so many different things, because basically what I'm trying to say is you will become a victim by traumatization of what's being fed through that internet page. And this includes all the other platforms. The potential for viewing things that can traumatize adults as well is 100%. You will be afflicted by this. If you get off of it, maybe you're living in a place that still has a lot of bad things going on. Maybe you're in a neighborhood that's horrible to live in and there's violence every single day. I understand that. I'm not saying that it's going to get any better for that. But to see it online constantly by your choice in front of your face is only adding to the trauma. If it's outside in your area, you have the ability to call and get help. Or you can leave the town that's traumatizing and move someplace else that might be a little bit safer. But the internet is a choice to view all of this, what's going on the internet. And I can only tell you that today's social media websites have a incredibly high toxicity level. Even Trump's channel called Truth Social does have toxicity in it. There's very little education going on. I'm not saying it's zero, but there's very little. If you look for it and you follow them, yeah, on that particular part, you can get very highly educated on X, for sure. But that other part, that other section, I would say that should require 100% validation of ID saying you're over the age of whatever is necessary, and a clear understanding that the parents need to be able to say who they are, and they are identifying, yes, I'm going to allow my kid to see this, because what's going to come through is going to affect them. If you choose to go through who you're following, I don't see anything wrong with that, and say, yeah, let the kids follow who you choose, and they can look at that list. And if they want to send a message to somebody on X, yeah, if they want to. But I'm trying to let you know now that this world, from starting around the year 2000 until today, back then it was slightly toxic for Yahoo at the time, the biggest thing there was getting a lot of pop-ups from people offering sex. They wanted money for their pictures. And then it metamorphosized into something else. And finally, I guess there was too many complaints and maybe lawsuits against Yahoo for that particular thing that they just shut the whole thing down one day. And they said, we're working on rebuilding it. We're not too sure when it'll come back. Of course, even my suspicion was, well, I'm doubting it's going to come back. And sure enough, a year later, people are still looking and says, what's going on? Oh, it's been removed permanently due to A, B, and C. Well, now, the exact same system, under a different name, is back. And you got to be careful. It has metamorphosized into something that can be traumatizing for children if the parents don't pay attention to what they're watching. And just because you're saying, oh, my kids are at home and they're safe and sound, no, absolutely not. You have to look at what they're gaining access to. And if you don't want to take responsibility, well, that's what I call bad parenting. So, and if you are an adult and you are exposing yourself to this, keep in mind, even if you think you can handle this, what's coming through and being seen, you are being traumatized by it. I don't care how well you can deal with it. It's like people who went over to other lands and killed people in the name of, because they were, you know, they were ordered to do so by the military, and they were in war, and they come back and they seem, oh, I survived, I'm this, I'm that. The folks, they are just as traumatized, even more so. They may be quiet about it, they may not display it, but I guarantee you inside that mind, they are traumatized. And when they come home and they see this going on, a lot of them are probably saying, holy shit, this is worse than it is over there. At least over there, you knew that they had one intent. They intended to kill me, or I intended to kill them. Here, you're watching child abuse, murder, drunks fighting, drug addicts, verbal and physical abuses of all kinds, manipulations, trickery, lying, political upheaval. I mean, it's wow. It's nasty. Religion that is absolutely abhorrent. It's indescribably dangerous. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys in this particular round. As I said, things are changing a little bit with what I'm going to be reporting on. I may go back into some remote views of what I see, but right now it's more along the lines of reality. Folks, we are in a traumatizing time right now. Things are happening internationally that are unprecedented. I'm going to ask you all to keep yourselves grounded, meaning focus on your town, focus on yourself, on your health, all these things. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk with you folks in the next one.